Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What she said is completely 100% what I think the country needed, and I hope that, you know, everyone listens and we can try and get back to normal, and you know, as we're trying to do today, support our NHS as much as we can.
Hi there, you're listening to Royals. It's the only podcast that goes behind the walls of Buckingham Palace. I'm your host for today, Zoe Burrell, and I'm a writer about all things royal at New Idea magazine.
And I'm Angela Mollard. I'm a writer, journalist, commentator and author and royal expert.
Today on the show, we're going to be chatting all about how the royals are celebrating their birthdays in lockdown.
We'll also be chatting about Prince William's supermodel surprise.
Ooh, and of course... Meghan and Harry's special name for their new foundation.
That's right, Zoe. So lots to talk about. It doesn't it seem at the moment that there's just masses of news in 2 days? It doesn't feel like it was the Queen did her speech just a short while ago. It feels like there's about 7 weeks in a single day at the moment. Is that what you're feeling? Even
yes.
Even on news related to royals.
It's never ending, is it?
I know. It's bizarre. Yeah. Anyway.
So two of the Cambridge kids are going to be spending their birthdays in lockdown this year.
Well, we think they will, of course, because, you know, things are escalating in the UK in terms of number of people with coronavirus. And obviously, you know, the British Prime Minister is in intensive care. So, you know, there's no chance that those lockdown laws in the UK are going to be relaxed anytime soon. So little Prince Louis is turning 2 on April the 23rd, and then Charlotte turns 7 on May the 2nd. So within sort of a week and a bit of each other, two of them will be having birthdays. Obviously, they won't be able to have friends over. They won't be, you know, knowing Kate, she would have a whole schedule of things to do, party type things. Remember, Carol and Michael Middleton, her parents, run a party planning company. So I imagine Carol, because she can't see the children, has got all these things sorted. They'd be having, you know, couriers of special games to play, party hats, all sorts of things. And of course, they still have plenty of staff up there at Anmer Hall in Norfolk to make birthday cakes and help construct party poppers and that sort of thing. So I don't think the poor Cambridge children will be doing without. They just won't obviously have their friends. What I would like to think, Zoe, is that the Queen might, now that she's completely proficient on online video conferencing, apparently, with the kids have been sending, all her grandchildren have been sending her chatty little messages. Wouldn't it be lovely if she hopped on and wished them a happy birthday on their special birthdays?
Oh, I think that would be so sweet too. A message from Great Gran.
But look, as we know, Zoe, every year on their birthdays, Kate tends to release photographs. And I know that, just for instance, the photo she released on Mother's Day of her and William with George and Charlotte on their backs in some sort of running race, the pictures of the children clapping for the NHS nurses, clap for our carers, that hashtag, those have been really solidifying and uplifting for not just people in Britain, but around the globe. I think we can fully expect that on Louis and Charlotte's birthday, we will be seeing, you know, new pictures of them. She's very good at sharing pictures of the children, obviously pictures she's always taken herself. She's a keen amateur photographer. Quite a different approach to Meghan and Harry in terms of sharing images of the children. I think she and William fully recognise that as well as being their children, the public is also invested in not only the heir to the throne, George, but also Charlotte and Louis. And I think the way that she shares, it's gracious, it's generous, particularly at a time like now. I mean, I don't know how you find it, but I love seeing babies in my Instagram feed at the moment. They're just so cheerful and uplifting. And you know, I've sent messages on all my friends who have little babies, just keep posting more of them, because they're just, I think, babies and dogs. So I'm very much hoping that Kate and William upload some pictures of the kids on their birthdays.
Oh, so do I. I have my fingers crossed.
Let's talk about someone else's birthday.
Yes, well, I know someone famous has come out and talked about organising a surprise for Prince William.
Oh, this is hilarious. So it's a supermodel. It's Naomi Campbell. Now, she and Cindy Crawford have been doing a kind of like an online chat, which they released while in lockdown, obviously. And they were both chatting about the fact of how they went to visit Princess Diana. And it was when it was William's birthday.
I went with Claudia and Christy. Yeah.
That's so funny.
And he was coming home from school, and Princess Diana, we got in there before he got home from school, and Princess Diana was like, okay, so we were just like, well, what do we do? It was so sweet. Did he blush when you met him?
I think he was 16 when I met him.
Oh, so we met him before you then. So we met him, I think we met him at 13. 13 or 14.
Yeah, maybe it was 4. I don't remember. But look, I was blushing. I think I was so intimidated meeting Princess Diana and being at Kensington Palace, and how just completely down to earth she was.
Cindy Crawford has said that she was just enamored with Princess Diana, that she was gorgeous, really down to earth. The two of them were trying to remember if Princess Diana opened the door at the time, but she said it was sort of weird, but also really lovely as well. And Cindy Crawford certainly saw them again, saw Princess Diana again over those years. But can you imagine being a teenage boy and having three supermodels turn up? And they couldn't remember whether it was his 13th or 14th birthday. But Williams talked about how that was exactly what his mother's sense of humour was like. You know, tell him nothing, but have, these three utterly gorgeous women, probably the like of which he had posters on his bedroom wall, turning up at the palace for his birthday.
It very sounds gorgeous. Like most teenage boys' dreams.
exactly. I hope he organises similarly for Louis and George when they are a similar age.
Of course, though, we did mention the Queen's address that she gave earlier in the podcast, but two of her grandchildren have actually come out in praise of their grandmother, haven't they?
That's right. And it's rather lovely because we're not seeing the royal family at the moment, Zoe, are we? We're seeing them on their Instagram accounts and we're seeing snapshots. So we're not really hearing from them because they're not at events, they're not opening things. They're like everybody else. They're in lockdown. Meghan and Harry are in LA. Prince Charles has actually had coronavirus, of course. So we're not seeing anybody. So it's rather lovely that Princess Eugenie and Zara Phillips have both come out and praised their grandmother for her speech. I mean, what's interesting is that I haven't seen a single comment that detracted from or any criticism whatsoever of the Queen's speech. Everyone has universally said how cementing it was, unifying, reassuring, that it had that beautiful mix of nostalgia and modernity. But what Zara has said, she was on television on Good Morning Britain, and what she said is
obviously very proud, and what she said is completely 100% what I think the country needed, and I hope that everyone listens and we can try and get back to normal and as we're trying to do today, support our NHS as much as we can.
And then Princess Eugenie, who is in lockdown with her mother, Sarah Ferguson, she said that the family was very proud, and she said she brings us together and unites us in our effort to overcome. So lovely that we're hearing a bit of, that lovely family support for the Queen, who, at 93, that was only her fifth time that she had done a non-Christmas address. So only, five times in all those decades.
And of course, we have to chat about Meghan and Harry, who are now over in the US. And
talking about all being in it together, aren't we? But they're not in it together. That's true. The very difference for them. So yes, I think it's quite hard for them. Anyway, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, of course, before we get into that, though, they've confirmed the name of their foundation, haven't they?
That's right. So then, and interestingly, the only reason they've spoken out about this, because I think they could be roundly criticised for publicising their foundation at a time when everyone else is focused on coronavirus, They actually only came out and confirmed the name of their foundation because a newspaper had written about it and logged the fact that they had trademarked the name. So the name is of their new foundation and charitable venture is Archwell, and that's spelled A-R-C-H-E and then Well, W-E-L-L. Now, obviously, it sounds a lot like Archie, and there's a reason for that. And the reason is that Arch, the A-R-C-H-E, is apparently a Greek word meaning source of action. And they've come out and said, we connected to this concept for the charitable organization we hope to build one day. And it became the inspiration for our son's name. They went on to say it means to do something of meaning, to do something that matters. Archwell is a name that combines an ancient word for strength and action and another, the well part, obviously, that evokes the deep resources we each must draw upon. Now, I think that's really interesting. I actually love the name. I think it's great. Of course, they cannot be publicising this right now. It is no time for independent, you know, ventures unless they are connected to the coronavirus. Anything that they do or were to announce right now, they would be slammed for. I think what's really interesting, Zoe, is that we don't know about Harry's eligibility for staying in the US. He hasn't applied, as best we know, for US citizenship. Obviously, if he became a US citizen, that would have implications for paying tax in that country. So I think there's a lot of that still needs to be discussed and unraveled. But certainly, this is not a time for them to be rebranding. It would be seen as wholly inappropriate. I really worry about Harry. I think, you know, he is someone who's very connected to his family. It's all he's ever known. He had his life with his mum and dad, and then he had his life with his mum and his dad separately. Then he lost his mum, and so he was with his dad and with Prince William. And the sort of structure of the royal family, and then of course the work that he's done within that, and particularly the military work, have been a very stabilizing influence in his life. And he has no connection with that now. In fact, of all the times to move apart from the royal family, I can imagine that right now he feels tremendously isolated. Everybody, of course, is isolated, but he's not just isolated from his family. He's isolated on the other side of the world. He's just with Meghan and their son. They will be having no contact with friends. He cannot have sort of engage with anything purposeful at the moment. You know, he has very many talents, and he has a particular ability it bringing people together and really understanding what, you know, understanding issues and feeling very passionate about those. He has no sense really of purpose among that at the moment. Presumably behind the scenes, he and Meghan are working on this charity and what they're going to do going forward. But I think you have to imagine that he's really wondering what he's done and what that might this mean for the future.
I completely agree with you there. It would be so difficult for him being so far away.
I know they get a lot of criticism. As I said earlier this week on television, I think before long we'll see that they're suffering from relevancy deprivation syndrome, which I don't mean nastily. I just mean that, you know, with people that are used to being in the spotlight, as Meghan has been, to not have that connection. Of course, she has her Disney video documentary on elephants that's come out in the last few days, but that's a project she was involved with before now. You know, she recorded that long ago. They are, whatever you say about them, they're both hard workers, and I just wonder what they're able to apply themselves to right now when they really don't know what the end might look like. I mean, you know, we've heard the stories out of New York. That's, you know, that city is in a total mess. The US is the, you know, has the most number of cases in the world now for coronavirus. It's not a safe place to be, and it's certainly not a place that's going to regenerate and focus on economic things, you know, immediately, whatever Trump would like. So I think that in terms of them getting back to work, I'm sure they're just at the moment hunkering down and enjoying time with their son. But if you think about it, they've been doing that since the last 3 months of last year. So great for them. They don't have to work. But I imagine knowing the nature of them, they're both purposeful and ambitious people, that they will be feeling somewhat constrained.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, while they're sort of taking that time out and not really working, we know that there is actually a member of the royal family who's really stepping up at this time, isn't there?
And you know what? I love this, Zoe. I love that we're about to talk about a member of the royal family that basically gets no attention because she's not one of the glamazons. She's, you know, been much criticized in the past. But there's my esteem, and this is Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall. My thoughts around her have grown and grown over the last few weeks. She came out a couple of weeks ago and talked about domestic violence. We know that's an issue close to her heart. She was very concerned about the impact of isolation on families that deal with domestic violence. It's a particular concern of hers. And she spoke openly about that and the impact that might have at the moment. But now what she's done, as well as using the House Party app to connect with her two children and her five grandchildren, obviously she's up in Burke Hall in Scotland and only came out of self-isolation earlier this week after, of course, Prince Charles tested positive for coronavirus. She has been speaking to elderly people around the UK as part of a charitable venture where members of the public who had the opportunity were asked to be these sort of volunteer responders, where they speak, you know, they speak to older people. It's a voluntary service where they have a chat with someone who might be on their own. Anyway, she had this lovely chat. She was wearing a sort of pink jumper, pink shirt. You know, there was some lovely friezes sitting on her desk, and there's a photo issued by Clarence House of her talking to a woman called Doris Winfield. Doris is 85. She's a mum of three. She's on her own. The two of them talked about how difficult it was being separated from their families, but being able to, you know, use apps to connect with their family had helped. What I loved is that, as well as having a good old chat about how they wish they could hug their grandchildren and that sort of thing, they started talking about the books that they loved, and they both discovered that they love crime writer Agatha Christie. I don't know, there's something about this that, Zoe, that I just find, you know, she's not a grandstander, Camilla. She's had monumental abuse and consternation in the past. She's quietly got on. I think she and Charles just celebrated, was it their 15th wedding anniversary? I know you're across this better 15th, than I am.
Yes.
Yeah, 15th. And good on you. I can always be relied upon for the facts, Zoe. And, I think that, you know, some people just run under the radar, and I think, yeah, this is lovely. In fact, Doris, 85-year-old Doris, said, having a chat with Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Cornwall, meant the world to me. I've been incredibly lonely over the last couple of weeks, and it was wonderful to talk to her. We talked about life in isolation and shared hobbies. She was very interested in my family and how I was coping without them. It's really cheered me up, she said. Isn't that adorable?
So touching. I love that.
I know. I thought, yeah. I don't know. I think, you know, we're going to turn more and more in these times to the royals who, I mean, we know that Cambridge's Kate and William. William's desperate to get out there, you know, having had that air ambulance background and help on the front line. Of course, he probably can't because he's got, you know, princing to do, as which is what, you know, where his efforts are best deployed. But I think we, over the coming weeks and months, I think we're going to really see that the goodness and the impact that the royal family can have in times of distress, just as the Queen and her mother and sister made such a difference all those years ago during the war. So, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of heartening stories about the royal family that come over the next few weeks.
Yes. But finally, we do have to talk about this wonderful story that came out about the Queen this morning. And apparently she's very prudent when it comes to feeding her dogs.
Oh, I know. I love this. This is hilarious. So you'd imagine that they'd get, you know, the best cuts of meat and, you know, filtered water and, you know, cashmere beds to lie on. But as it turns out, Vulcan and Candy, the Queen's doggies, they're a crossbred between a dachshund and a corgi. Those are her two favourite dogs, and they're the ones that are currently with her in lockdown at Windsor Castle. They have bog standard tinned dog food from Tesco, which is, you know, certainly not a high-ranking supermarket in the UK. And it cost 45p a can. So that's about 90 cents. So that's what she feeds them. I dare say she's not the one getting up at 6:30 in the morning and ripping the lid off the tin and, you know, spooning it out into the bowls. But in any case, there's, you know, they're not getting caviar, those dogs.
I love this story. It just shows that she's an everyday lady like us.
I know, trying to save a penny or two. Good on her. Anyway, so that's our roundup.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Zoe. It's always good to chat. How are you going in that cupboard of yours?
All good. It's nice and cozy in here.
Right. We'll talk soon.
Exactly. Thank you, everyone, for listening. For more on the Royals, please go to newidea.com.au or our Facebook page, New Idea Royals. And, of course, don't forget to pick up a copy of New Idea Royals Monthly on sale now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.